Illegal alien allegedly ran drug trafficking operation from Ohio prison. By John Binder on September 16, 2019. An illegal alien, who had previously been deported from the United States, is accused of running a Mexico to Ohio drug trafficking operation from his prison cell in Youngstown, Ohio. Jose Lozano Leon, a 41-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, was named in a 17-count indictment filed in U.S. District Court in Cleveland, Ohio as the ringleader of a drug trafficking operation where he allegedly used a cell phone, smuggled into the prison by his associates, to oversee large-scale fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine trafficking into the country. According to federal prosecutors, Lozano Leon was first deported from the U.S. in 2017 after illegally entering the country through the southern border. Sometime after his deportation, Lozano Leon re-entered the U.S. as an illegal alien and was indicted on federal re-entry charges in October 2018. After pleading guilty to illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, Lozano Leon was sentenced to 18 months in federal prison and was incarcerated at the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center in Youngstown. Around November 2018, Lozano Leon's associates smuggled a cell phone into the Ohio prison for the illegal alien so he could operate the massive drug trafficking pipeline of fentanyl from Mexico to Cleveland. Lozano Leon, along with 9 other Ohio residents, many of which are from Mexico, managed the Lozano drug trafficking organization, which prosecutors said specialized in importing pills filled with deadly fentanyl to the U.S. Lozano Leon's associates named in the federal indictment include 31-year-old Mario Hernandez Leon of Mexico, 27-year-old Clemente Gutierrez Meraz of Mexico, 45-year-old Lauren Franklin of Ohio, 49-year-old Levern Coleman of Ohio, 36-year-old Belen Orozco Sagala of Ohio, 28-year-old Najee Amir Evans of Ohio, 47-year-old Troy Pinnick of Ohio, 60-year-old Damon Bibi of Ohio, 38-year-old Montez Van Buren of Ohio. Hernandez Leon, prosecutors allege, traveled back and forth from Tijuana, Mexico to San Diego, California to arrange for drugs to be trafficked into Northeast Ohio, which also included heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana. Hernandez Leon allegedly would deliver drug payments to suppliers in Mexico. Likewise, Gutierrez Marin, prosecutors detailed, mostly operated from Mexico and would arrange for drugs to be trafficked into the U.S. under the direction of Lozano Leon. Meanwhile, after the drugs would reach Cleveland, Franklin would sell the drugs and deliver cash payments to associates in Arizona, California, and Mexico, according to prosecutors. Lozano Leon has come to this country illegally and allegedly made his living selling the same kinds of drugs that are killing our friends and neighbors, U.S. Attorney Justin Herdman said in a statement. He is an importer of pain and will be prosecuted accordingly. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.